Condition to undertake hectic tool and to speak for a long period. Although they say half an hour, but without 1 hour, it is very difficult to build one subject. Because there is no subject, but our only subject is to engage our sense organs, mind, intelligence, everything for the service of Supreme Lord. Wherever we can engage our sense organs and our energy, we shall have attachment to that. We give our energy for non-eternal things of this world, non-eternal relations, we will have automatic attachment to that. But devotees, we have got this opportunity to watch this. They should engage the whole time. I am unfortunate. In some special function, I go. Otherwise, I remain in my own room, confined, in writing. Today, we have to remember the teachings of Brahma. Brahma in his prayer, he has said to Garbhasai Vishnu, very important, very salient point. Tavad bhayam gravina deha tu is nimitta. Tavad bhayam gravina deha tu is nimitta. Sokaskriya paribhava viparvipurashtya lobha. Tabat mamaita asadhava graharchi mula javanna tengri abhayan pradrita loka. Tabat bhayam bravina diha surin nivitta. Till then, so long, we shall have fear for money, gold, for our own body, and for our own bodily relations, keep anything. Till then, we try to get happiness in this world by earning money, giving energy to earn money, dravin, to keep the body fit and to get, which is suitable or which body can take something, sensuous enjoyments. For that reason, and Sudhir, not for my own self, others who are related to me, friends and relatives, relations, we can give our energy. After giving our energy, there may be they have got their object to fulfill their own requirements, but they may fail. They may not get their exact amount money. They may not keep their body fit. They may not maintain family members. Even there may be separation grief, there may be loss of money. So mourning. After mourning, what we do? Again we try for the same thing. We try to get much more money. We give our energy more so that we can get more money, then we should be happy. Think like that. And we take precaution for keeping body fit. And again, we give attention to the near and dear ones, within friends. But again, consequence, what? I failed. Hey, then? What if all people should put us to know what? I am defeated. Get my object. Despite one of my tremendous effort, again I try. Those things which are giving me trouble, again for them. Or to get money. Without money, how I can bear? Other means. With lot of striving and trouble. And also for the comforts of the body and the comforts of other relations. Paribhava, there also as defeated. Vipirashya loha, only greediness for these worldly things. And we think by getting all the things we shall be happy. We are seeing that we are engaging all our energy and we are not happy. But we are to be the same repeatedly. Tavad dravid bhayam. Till then there will be fear. For dravina, for money, for body, for bodily relations. Shoka spriya paru vipurashya lova. Tavad mamita asa abhagra. What is the reason? Arti mulam. Arti means distress, suffering. What is the cause of suffering? misconception of self. I think I am this body. Bodily interest is the main interest. And bodily relations are there, I am to see the bodily interest of other relations. Wrong conception of self. This is the root cause of all suffering. Misconception of self. Why? Javanda Tengri Abhayan Pratrivitandu. Because we have not accepted complete surrender to Supreme Lord, the Lotus-feet Supreme Lord, sincerely, from the core of the heart. So we become averse to Him, and illusory energy has then blocked us, and we are thinking we are this body. Bodily interest and main interest. Unless you completely surrender, unconditional surrender to Supreme Lord, there should not be any condition. Unchallengeable truth. There should be firm belief. If there is any doubt, samshayatma vinashati in Gita is said, life would be spoiled. Now you see, here yesterday we observed Advent, Holy Advent of Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu is you will be able to understand Sandini Shakti Mat Vigraha. Our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur shortly has said, Supreme Lord is Govinda. Supreme Lord is Gang Bindaditi Govinda. Supreme Lord is Govinda. Swarup, Sayangur. Parasvarup. Swarup is Vrindavan sweet form. Parasvarup Narayan, Vaibhava. Vaibhava Swarup. All opulences, power, exclusively Baladev Prabhu Sandini Shakti Matikra. By it, all the things are maintained and all the things have had that enhancement. Personal Godhead, the personal Godhead, function, absolute function holder of the personal Godhead's Supreme Godhead. Absolute function holder. And there are Antarjami. Antarjami is three Punjabatas. These also you have to think very deeply. If you not give much importance to it, then you will not get actual benefit. They are not different from Baladev. Baladev, all Supreme Lord is one. But in Leela is different. In pastime is different. But in reality, all ontologically same. Now, Mahasankarsan you will find in Vaikuntha. Narayan has extended himself in four forms: Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyuman, Mahasankarsana, Varadev. And in Dwaraka, Mool Sankarsana. Dwaraka, Krishna has got these three, these four. He has extended himself in four forms: Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyuman, Mool Sankarsana. But in the form Kshatriya, warrior. But his cause is covered by Gop Parve Vrinda. Now we see that Karnadhan is Karnabhyasya Mahavishnu in Vaikuntha, in Vaikuntha Mahasankarsana Paradev. His first manifestation in this world for creation is Karnadi Mahavishnu. Vishnu Srini Rupani Purushakhani Yata Vidhu Ekastu Mahata Srashti Dityam Tanda Sutyam Trityam Shabha Bhutastam Tani Gatka Vimut Chate. If you have no knowledge of it, then we cannot get emancipation, we cannot get the ultimate goal. Everything will be failure. He is the only master and enjoyer, we are not master and enjoyers. When you become averse, you receive energy and velocity and think, you are also masters and enjoyers. You are also Purush. Purush is one Supreme Lord. He is only enjoyed. And others are to be enjoyed by him. First, in the causal ocean, there, Karnabhyasya Mahavishnu, Ekam Bhavasyam, and one I shall become many. So it khata. He observed that inert matter, Mahatattva, is produced. And he infused, transfused conscious energy in it. And infinite Brahmandas, you understand Brahmandas, infinite planets in this world. Infinite planets. As he is infinite, everything is infinite. Infinite planets, infinite Brahmandas, infinite Vaikuntas, infinite everything, infinite all the living beings. We cannot comprehend. We are a part of the potency, marginal potency of Supreme Lord's creation. Very minute spark. How can you comprehend by this? Only we remain in this world for 100 years, by then we have got vanity, get there. Finite being, finite intellect, finite sense organs, everything is finite. How we can know anything? Now, after creating infinite Brahmandas, second manifestation is Dwarvasai Vishnu, to whom Brahma submitted his prayer. Brahma appeared to Dwarvasai Vishnu. He is the indwelling monitor of the infinite Brahma. And third is Kandasai Vishnu. He is the indwelling monitor of one Brahmanda and indwelling monitor of every living being is residing. They are all enjoyer and master. I am to be enjoyed. Others are to be enjoyed. But then, by induct, those infinite living beings appearing from Tatastha Shakti, marginal potency, marginal potency. Majority, they have the contact with the Supreme Lord. They have got to the transcendental reality. Nitya Mukta. They are eternally emancipated. And others, they set their face against the Supreme Lord. And see this, you are. And it is just me. It is a shadow of Supreme Lord. It seems to be blissful, seems to be eternally existing, seems to be there is knowledge, everything, you think. Then we have the desire to enter into it, we jump into it to enjoy. This number is less, yet it is infinite. Infinite Brahmandas, you can comprehend it. So, as long as that sort of enjoyer, master, this sort of ego is there, no devotion can be done. No devotion. I am of Krishna. I am of Vishnu, he is the enjoyer master. I am to be enjoyed. Tani gatta bhuchati. Those who see this, that they are the only enjoyers and masters, they have to be enjoyed. We are the parts of the potency. My potency remains for me. Potency of Supreme Lord remains for Supreme Lord. They are not the enjoyers. Baladev has got affection for all the living beings because they directly they are coming from. And by taking five forms, Sankarsan, Karanji Mahavishnu, Karanji Vishnu, Kridagish Vishnu, says, Baladev is doing everything. Baladev, although Supreme Lord, possessing infinite potency. Bhagavan. Bhagavan means opulences. Bhagavan means one who possesses opulences. Baladev is Bhagavan. We have to give Tulsi at the lotus feet of Baladev, at the lotus feet of Nityananda, Gauranga, not at the lotus feet of Guru. Guru who appears from the internal potency of Supreme Lord, he is not the substance. Here Krishna takes the form of Balaram and serves Krishna and teaches others how to serve. Without the grace of Baladev, we cannot get Krishna. Without the grace of Nityananda, we cannot get Krishna. Mayam Atma Balahina Labha, in Manduka Shruti, this ball is not physical strength. Without the grace of Baladev, you cannot get anything. So we have to pay for his grace. You should not forget, and all Guru Varga, yesterday, they have said we have got some sort of difficulty, and doctors have prohibited you should not dance, you should not perform this. But I was hearing from here, but I could not hear about Baladev. I could not hear about the receptor channel. But our Gurudev used to do this. Why? Then reason comes. All the Gurudev, Jayadao, Jayadao. This is the history on the Advent day at least. And Gaur Nityananda, Rohini Devi, and the devotees of Gokul Mahavan, Yudhya Mathura, and Baladev Puri. Rahinandan Baladev, in this way. If you do not do it, it will be incomplete. I could not hear this, so I said, oh, our Gurudev used to do this. What is this? He said, I said this in public. Later on, there is a gap that I cannot do this because I have been prohibited from attract. Got heart difficulty. You should be very careful in this matter. Bhagavan appeared in the sanctified heart. Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shaktiya. Sattam Vishuddham. Satta, there is Sattamun here in this world also. Uttanipati, Satta Rajatama. There is mixture. Vishuddha Satta means in transcendental realm, Nirguna. There is no mixture with Rajaguna, Nastamukha. Totally sanctified heart. That is called Vasudeva. Satyam Vasudeva Satyitam. Jadiya Jatya Kumana Pabritam. Supreme Lord cannot be enveloped. Supreme Lord is infinite. If you say Supreme Lord can be enveloped by the illusory energy, the Supreme Lord is suffering a great illusory energy. Yes, sir. Clouds are covered by eyes. By their clouds, they have not covered the sun. Sun is millions and millions and bigger than earth. How a portion of cloud can be obstruction? We obstruct our eyes. Like that. Heart should be pure. There should not be any other desire than Vasudev. And self-effulgent truth when appeared there, that was Vasudev. That is it. Here, Baladev Prabhu says that if you are to make your mind pure. He made many pastimes which said about this there in Bengali. One pastime is in Bhadri Bon. Bon is somewhere, you understand, forest. There are 12 forests. It's a Bon. The other Bon, 12 forests. Bhadri Bon. In summer season, it is like spring season. Very good, comfortable. During the time of Krishna. And they gathered there. Krishna Balaram will give satisfaction to the coward boys, to the shakhas, confidants. What we confidants, bosom companions. They are playing there, and after that, what happened? There are two parties. One party leader, everything is present tense. The Supreme Lord is always, it has no future, no past. The present tense he could use. For that reason, Supreme Lord, one party's leader is Baladev, another party's leader is Krishna. And condition is this, about the play. If one is defeated, one of the party is defeated by another, then the defeated, then the victorious will take the defeated on the soldier, will carry him. Like that. And first when they started playing, Krishna was defeated by Sudama. Ubaho Krishna, Bhagavan. Sridham, being defeated by Sridham, Krishna had to carry Sridham on the shoulder. Then Sridham's feet is there. It's in Vrindavan. There is no mystic aspect. Krishna is happy by getting on the shoulder. And Rishabham, Bhadrasen, carried Rishabh. And there is another demon. He came in disguise, in the form of a coward boy. The coward boys, they could not understand. New coward boy fled from him. But Krishna understood there is a demon, Palambasu. Krishna said, you come, you fight with us, help us. That Palambasu had fight with Balaram and was defeated. So as per condition, he had to carry Baladev. He put Baladev in the soldier and ran away. Baladev thought this coward boy, this confidant, cannot be Shaka. It must be something else. He's already understood. But Baladev understood. This is demon. Then Baladev, his weight, he increased so much that demon could not carry. Then demon appeared with horrible appeared by seeing that Baladev thinking. But yet I have come here to subdue the evils. So I have to do my duty. He made a big blow on the head, and head was split, blood vomiting, and he died. All the demigods there showered blood. Now our Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, what is this Pradyumna, Palambasu? What is this Palambasu? Palambasu is within us. Palambadas, Palambasu represents desire for sex relation, desire for money, desire for name and fame. To take the position of Supreme Lord, I am the enjoyer and master. That should be removed from the heart totally. Or a center of it should be made. Baladev has shown this. You have to take initiative. He's at the back. But he will not do everything. It is your duty. You have forgotten Krishna. And you have your bad practices. That practices you have to try. I am at the back. All Guru Varga at the back. When they are sincerely, I shall try. Then God will come. God helps them to help themselves. There is one pithy saying of Harvard. I mentioned it to the, in the writing of Sanjay. Another, this is one. Again, this week has been discussed this yesterday, but you have not heard. This is important. This is one, another Baladev. With Krishna. Here in Krishna Lila, Baladev is the elder brother. Krishna is younger brother. Ram Lila, Ram is elder brother. Lakshman, one with Balaram, younger. Lakshman had been very much mentally worried because he could not do as per his desire. Because elder brother order, I should have to carry out. Now he wanted to become a elder brother. Lakshman has become elder brother here. And with Krishna, elder brother, Baladev, and all the cowherd boys, Shakas, I think Shaka you can understand, they are moving in the forest and they came to Talmar. Tal means palm tree, palmier tree. Clump of palmier trees. But there is one demon, very powerful demon, in the form of an ass, donkey. Very powerful. And he has got his own party, the party of demons up there. They are guarding it. Nobody can enter into it and do anything. When the Shakas, confidants, they enter into it, they got the scent, good scent, of the fruit, Pamira fruit. The ripe fruit, very good. And they are eager to take, to test it, to eat it. They say, "Oh, Kanaya, Gauji bhai, we want to test this. Give us the pomegranate tree fruit, very good fruit." And Krishna went. Baladev said, "No, you are a young boy. You remain outside. I shall do. You should not enter. I shall do." He has got affection. And Yashoda Mata, Ananda Maharaj instructed Baladev, "Just take care of your younger brother. They do not see Supreme Lord. They see that there is a son, little son. So much affection. No, you go." And Baladev entered into it. And all the trees, so many trees. And he pulled the trees so much, so forcibly. One tree fell down to another tree, then fell down to another tree. All the trees fell down. All the fruits, everything. By that, that demon in the form of ass, donkey, that was very much horrible. He bait with ass's harsh sound it can, I think in English, great. Great, very harsh sound, harsh voice. Moving in this way, and their power is in the hind legs. Came to Baladev and kicked on the breast, forcing, and again moving. And there are other demons there in the part of ass. When again returning, wanted to kick Baladev, but took hold of the two legs, the two hands, and moving it like this, like a circle, like this way. Very swiftly, by moving, that demon died. Then Baladev is powerful. This we could not say there yesterday. When Baladev appeared from Rohini, is Rohini Nandan, Saptam Garbha, Sankarsan, Jogomaya attracted this seventh womb from Devakriti Rohini in Gokul Mahaprabhu. So Baladev's mother in Gokul Rohini. Rohini Nandan, Balasras Balabhadra, he was attracted by Yogamaya, Sankarsan. Balabhadra, very powerful, and also Lokaravanath Rama. When Balaram threw the trees, but other trees, all trees one after other fell down, and that Gardha, we say, that donkey collapsed, and other, all his members, they are all dead, and you will not find any pine palmyra tree in that Vrindavan. Now they have thrown something. Please. What is this lila? What we have to get teaching in this? Gardha. Gardha means stupid. Ass means donkey, means stupid. Isn't that it? In England, another stupid person is called the ass, donkey. So, when we try to carry the burden of the learning, that is called stupidity. Jara vidyayata mayara vaibhav, tumara bhajane badha, mohajanika anitya samsare jipke kare gadha. We want to earn this material learning. What it is said here? All the material learnings, material knowledge, is the vaibhav, is the grandeur of this outside appearing a grandeur of education, knowledge, learning, activity in the world. Mayara vaibhav, Tumara bhajane badha. Where we should have these grandeur, we can get this sort of material grandeur, material learning. Then there will be obstruction, hindrance to your bhajan. Hindrance to your bhajan. You are with the Maya Bandar. Tumara bhajane badha. Mohajan Vanitya Sangha Jippikare Gadha. When one will get this sort of knowledge as a donkey, what dunder head or dunder pet, what is it? He is carrying. The dunder pet, dunder head is carrying so many loin cloths, but cannot wear one cloth. And also sugar and other things, very good things, but cannot taste anything. Only carrying the burden. We are carrying the burden of this material knowledge. That knowledge, by that influence of the knowledge, we have forgotten our own self. We have been, I am this body, body nation, mind nation, we are doing all our, giving our whole energy for this knowledge and everything. So, Gardavasa means, we should not be dunderpate, dunderhead. We should be full number one. Or pardon to the Swami Maharaj, full number one. Those who do not believe in God, they are full number one. One person, one young person, came to Swami Maharaj and said, Swami Maharaj, you are preaching devotion to God. I don't believe God. The Swami Maharaj said, we have given you the power to say, I don't believe God. The power is withdrawn, can you speak? How long you will speak? How long you will live in this world? You have got this vanity. When the power will be taken, can you speak anything? So this sort of vanity, false vanity, we have got. We should have actual knowledge. Who am I? What am I? What is the ultimate? What is my relation with the actual relation? And what is the method of worshipping? Method of worshipping in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, as per direction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yogeshwar Vyasji, no difficulty. Whatever sense organs you have got, mind, God is residing inside you. With the mind, we engage everything for the service of Krishna, Radha Krishna. By the grace of Radha you can get Krishna, by the grace of Krishna you can get Radha. Radha Krishna. So you have to engage your all senses with everything. You are doing for human beings, so then how we shall maintain our family when there will be no money? Who? This devotee. Who is giving energy, full energy to Supreme Lord, thinking about Him. Supreme Lord is maintaining the whole world. He will not maintain a devotee. Yoga Vishyamam Maham Maham. Whatever necessary, you will get it. You have got no belief. What is this? Do it and see whether he is giving or not. When you will depend upon him, even as I saw in my family, I was depending on my father. Whatever wants, whatever. I didn't say anything. Other brothers, yes, I have got no cloth, I have got no garments, I have got I have want to be admitted in this college, in this way. I did the same. But father, you didn't ask him. What is your? You do not desire? Father was in trouble, brought some garments for me, automatically coming. And I didn't say that I shall go to college for higher study. He are automatically doing anything, everything. Others are doing by their own initiative, you know, adding to his friends. I am sending you, you should look after this. A human being, if you take shelter to him, he is forced to think about him. Supreme Lord will not think about us. What is the necessity of this money, all this money? Necessary is not for Krishna. Only for maintenance of service, only something. As our Param Gurudev has said in last message, he last message to all the devotees. You all, one and all, should worship Advaita and Krishna, Radha Krishna. To satisfy his transcendental sense organs. Taking shelter to Guru. With one-pointed devotion. And remaining with others amicably. Remaining with others when target will be one, there will be no fight. And the triangle will be different, some money, some name and fame, something of this world, this thing, that thing, then there will be quarrel. When target is Supreme Lord satisfaction, what is serving much and is serving less, center is one, there will be no clashing. One may serve more, center is one, if center is different, then there will be clashing. You already did some time, and you have not given any subject to me. Some kirtan should be done.